if you can make something that's kind of like difficult or more in the realm of sadness, I think it can be a good way to kind of work through something like that. And in the end, I think you end up a happier person.
The Antlers' most recent album, Hospice, works through a very sad story about love, death, and isolation. And although the subject matter and mood of the album might make you feel sad, the beauty of the music might just make you a happier person. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. With Hospice, the Brooklyn-based band The Antlers succeed at something that lots of bands try, but few get right: the concept album. The album tells the story of a cancer patient on her deathbed and a nurse who falls in love with her. Sound like a little bit of a downer? Well, maybe. But the album pulls back from being maudlin with help from gorgeous instrumentation and frontman Peter Silberman's wobbly falsetto voice, which doesn't exactly lighten the mood, but it does keep things from getting too heavy. Peter wrote all the songs on Hospice on his own, and the band produced and released the album on their own too. But after it came out in 2009, demand for Hospice was too much for them to handle. So the New York indie label, French Kiss Records, took over, and as the guys told the alternate side's Elisa Ali, they made some improvements.
We had it remastered by a guy named Greg Calby, who is pretty much an expert in all things audio-related, and he's a genius. And basically took a record that sounded kind of dull and lifeless at times. That's really a mean thing to say about it, but a mastering job, I'll say, that's at certain times, you know, I think we found ways to clean it up and make it sound bigger and
more vibrant.
Yeah, just kind of breathes a lot more life into it. So the version
less
that's on
dull
French
and terrible
that's god awful,
boring. We replaced all the songs with good ones.
Tolerable.
It sounds better now, I think.
There's a bounce on your stomach. A cop's been kicking from within. He's loud, but with the vocal cords, we'll put an end to him. We'll make all the right appointments. No one ever has to know. And then tomorrow, turn 21, we'll script another show. We'll play charades up in the Chelsea. Drink champagne, although you shouldn't be. We'll be blind and dumb until we fall asleep.
It's so long ago. One of our friends will come. Like, as far as what the record's about and when it was made, it feels old to me, and not in a bad way necessarily, but it's sort of like an old version of myself, younger version of myself. And especially just the more kind of momentum the album's gained and the more of an audience it's gained, it doesn't feel like mine anymore, and I'm happy about that. It feels like the people who know the record, I feel like it belongs to them now.
Mm-hmm.
Can decide whatever they want it to be about. And it's not about me anymore, and that's good. That's what I wanted.
Let me do my job. Let me do my job.
Antlers live with Sylvia. They're at work on a new album to be released later this year. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty, and hear more from the Antlers at thealternateside.org.